WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Jazz pianist Mal Waldron has been playing music for a long time. Early in his career, he organized jam session records featuring saxophonist John Coltrane. He played with bassist Charles Mingus and was Billie Holiday's last accompanist. Since then, he's mostly played his own music with a wide variety of groups. He now lives in Munich. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead says that despite Waldron's travels and broad experience, there's something unshakably consistent about his work.
Pianist Mal Waldron hit on an original concept in the mid-1950s, and he's stuck to it pretty much ever since. As Waldron describes it, he may take two or three notes and milk them dry before moving on to the next few and doing the same thing with them. Waldron says he repeats phrases so he'll be clear in his own mind about what he's played already before deciding where to go next. In a way, he was a minimalist before folks began applying that term to music. Mal Waldron was one of the first pianists to draw on Thelonious Monk's economical keyboard style, back when a lot of folks thought Monk was too quirky to spawn any followers. Waldron's never sounded much like Monk, though he's played a lot of his music in a duo with saxophonist Steve Lacy. On Waldron's new trio album, Our Colleen's a Treasure, on the Soul Note label, he explicitly evokes Monk a couple of times. The melody of his ballad, Chez Pascal, nods to Monk's tune, Ruby, My Dear. One obvious difference between Waldron and Monk is how their music feels. Monk's use of space makes his stuff light and airy. Waldron can be playful too, but he sometimes sounds like he's brooding on the keys. He can seem a little obsessive, but that's okay. By the way, that's Leonard Jones on bass and Sangoma Everett on drums. Mal Waldron is one of those lucky jazz musicians who's been able to record dozens and dozens of records on lots of labels all over the world. That exposure has its downside. He's put out so many albums, even fans take new ones for granted. But his new record reminded this longtime fan how fresh his approach still sounds after 35 years.
Kevin Whitehead is a freelance writer based in New York. He reviewed Our Colleen's a Treasure by Mal Waldron on the Soul Note label.